It's Technology Talk Day with Scott Kleinberg, and technology is definitely a part of pretty much everything we do these days, but dealing with the issues makes a lot of us nervous, and Scott is now going to help us. Good morning, Scott. How do we get past these nerves when it comes to dealing with tech?
Yeah, morning, Bob. I'll answer it this way. It takes time, but it's doable. And the truth is, I think anyone can become more comfortable with technology no matter what your starting point is.
Why do you think so many people feel uneasy about their devices, especially given the fact that we rely on them so much?
I think it's really about the fear of the unknown, Bob. I mean, people use their phones and their computers every day, and we hope that nothing ever goes wrong. But when something does, it can cause real panic. To me, it's a bit like owning a car. You may not be a mechanic. I'm definitely not. But you know to watch for the warning lights or to get the oil changed.
Yeah, well, but some of us do ignore the warning lights, don't we?
Some of us do, Bobby, even the flashing ones.
Yeah.
But eventually, though, that's not going to go your way.
So what are you saying here, that we should treat tech more like we treat our cars or our appliances?
I guess I am, yeah, because just like you schedule car maintenance or you check the batteries in the smoke detector, right, some simple tech maintenance can prevent a lot of headaches. You don't have to fix every issue yourself, but recognizing when something's not right and having an idea of what the next step is, that really helps.
Okay, so give us some basic examples of what tech maintenance looks like to you.
Yeah, sure. So basic tech maintenance is updates. When your phone or your computer asks for an update, treat it like you're changing your home's air filter, right? You update and you keep things running smoothly and securely. Backing up your files. So picture this. Let's say your car's trunk was the only place you stored your family photos. You'd risk losing them if something happened to the car. If you back up your phone or your computer, it's like keeping a spare set of those photos somewhere else. And passwords. I love to think of passwords as the key to your house. You wouldn't use 1234 for your front door, or at least I hope you wouldn't. And you always want to make your passwords strong and unique.
Getting back to backing up your phone or computer, isn't everything automatically backed up in the cloud?
Well, in theory, yes. If you set up your computer or your phone to back up things in the cloud, then yes, but it's not automatic. You have to use a cloud service. So if you're always on an Apple device and you're always on iCloud, chances are things are being backed up. Is everything being backed up? Not unless you've actually gone through the process of setting up that backup. Same goes for Gmail. I mean, a lot of it does automatically happen, but it doesn't mean everything. You have to actually really, really know what that process is all about.
And what about some myths like updating my phone will erase my pictures or downloading new software will steal my data? How do you address concerns that we've all heard so many times?
That's a little bit more difficult because things like that, they become part of the conversation, even though there's often no truth to it. So can something happen to a software update that could cause information to be deleted? Unfortunately, yes. Does it happen often? Definitely not. And while it would be terrible if it happened to you, I like to think of it as it's going to be potentially worse if you fail to keep your devices updated on a regular basis to start with.
We're talking about tech and how you address people who are fond of saying, I just want it to work, I don't care how. Scott?
You know, in this day and age, Bob, that's kind of understandable. I mean, I get that. Technology has gotten smarter. And we so often take our devices out of the box and, you know, you're ready to go, out of sight, out of mind. But the more we rely on technology, the more important it becomes because our devices, they hold so much. I mean, our photos, our appointments, our banking info. And a little prep means that when a problem comes up, it can be just an inconvenience, not a disaster. And I say that being tech ready turns a potential crisis, hopefully, into a minor hiccup.
Talk about the downside of ignoring tech warnings or skipping that maintenance. Why should someone bother to learn these basics?
Yeah, sure. I mean, small problems build up, right? Slow devices, irritating pop-ups, even the aforementioned lost data. You can get locked out of accounts. Remember the warning light we talked about earlier? If you ignore it for too long, someday you can find yourself stranded on the side of the road.
Yeah, for anyone listening now who's thinking it's too complicated, where do I even start? What would you say?
I would say that you want to start with small, manageable steps that don't make you feel like everything is overwhelming. So, for example, spend a few minutes understanding where your important information on your device is kept and how the backups work, like we were mentioning earlier. Set aside some time to update your devices. And if you're truly unsure, I tell this to people all the time, there is no shame in seeking help. You can ask a friend, you can ask a neighbor. I'm sure there's a family member who can walk you through a backup or help you set up a new password. And here's a pro tip. YouTube is one of the greatest sources for this kind of information. Just search and you'll find something on what you're looking for. And each step builds your confidence and makes tech a little less intimidating because if practice often makes perfect, you may never actually be perfect at it, but practice will always benefit you.
You mean even an expert such as yourself, you watch YouTube tutorials sometimes?
I will admit there have been times where I have done that just to get started. So, yeah, no shame in that at all.
And then sometimes you have those oh no moments, and something just stops working, right?
It does happen. And the first tip when that happens is don't panic. First thing to do is restart your device or check and see if updates are needed, the updates that you maybe have not have done before. You can Google the issue. Chances are, if you do Google it, someone has had that problem before.
Very good advice. Anything else, Scott, for those of us who are anxious about learning more?
It's a good question. No one's born an expert. It takes practice. I mean, I have always been enamored by technology, so my love for this stuff goes back many, many years. But now I'm fond of telling people, it's funny, that I have never met a clock that I couldn't set without the need for instructions. I always feel like I know what I'm doing, and I sound confident because I am, but I wasn't always that confident. And once I realized how doable it is, I made it a point to make sure to share that knowledge with everybody because the worst thing you can do is be afraid of the technology that you have to rely on every day.
Yeah, it's smart stuff, but technology is not perfect, is it?
No. And if you embrace just a little bit of preparation and curiosity, it actually becomes a tool to make your life easier. You definitely don't want it to always be something you fear. And simple habits make you more resilient and they put you in control. It is totally okay to do something and fail. If you truly can't get a device updated or fix a problem, there are other remedies. But in the meantime, I like to tell people you can do this, even if you've already convinced yourself that you can't.
You know, as you're talking about this, I'm thinking many times I have wandered into an Apple store, and you can often get some good help there.
Yeah.
What about Android phones? What about people with Androids? Is there an easy solution for them as
You
well?
know, the interesting thing about Android phones is I think those are people who are more likely to use YouTube. And I'm not saying iPhone users don't use YouTube. I'm saying that Android is more of like this worldwide type of group. And I know Apple kind of falls under that too, but Android is so expansive that I think that there are just a lot of people online who are talking about those things. Interesting thing though, if you have an Android device and you walk by an Apple store, I have a feeling that maybe they might not be able to help you with everything, but if you were to ask someone a question, I don't think anybody would turn you away.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Let's open up our Genius Bar now, and let's see what we've got here on the text line. Bob, can Scott talk about cookies? Yeah, I mean, I think we've all encountered that that page where you accept or reject, right?
Yeah, for sure. So a cookie, let's see, how do you define a cookie? Small piece of data that websites save on your computer that remember things about you. So when it fills in and shows your login information and your passwords automatically fill in with the dots, or it knows something in your shopping cart or something you purchased before, that's because cookies are saved. So if you accept cookies, you're allowing the website to save and use the data. And the reason for doing that, it'll make your browsing much more convenient. You don't have to keep going into different menus, looking up passwords. But it may also let the website and sometimes third parties track your activity, things like ads or analytics. There are ways to opt out of those things where it says, remember all cookies or use necessary cookies. Things like that can put you in control. If you deny cookies, the website can't save the information on your device, which may limit some features, but it increases your privacy. So if you look at cookies kind of like we were talking about previously with like the car and the smoke detector, think of the crumbs of a cookie. The more crumbs you allow, the easier things are next time. The fewer crumbs you allow, the more you have to do each time.
That's interesting. See, I've always thought if you accept cookies, it just means you're going to get more ads. So reject is the way to go, no?
Well, that is a great point. Yes, you will get more ads. But if you reject, the next time you go to that same page, that same login page, and it says username, password, it's going to be blank. And you're going to be like, oh, what's that password? I have to go into my password list. I have to find it. Hmm. When you accept cookies, that's already filled in. And you're like, okay, good. I'm good to go. So you have to make that decision between whether or not you want the ad / you want more data analytics or you want the convenience.
That is good to know. Scott Kleinberg, we thank you. Have a good day. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Bob. Take care.